The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sinead Ryan is with me, Irish Independent columnist, presenter of The Home Show here on News Talk, to talk about tattoos. What's the issue, Sinead, you have with tattoos? What's wrong?
Well, everything. Let's go with everything.
Really?
Yes.
Ever defensible, no?
Never, ever, ever.
You were never tempted, no? Get a bit of ink.
I was never not only tempted, I absolutely have an abhorrence. Now, look, I am conscious that this could well be one of those things that's not my demographic. When I was younger, tattoos were something sported by ex-prisoners. You know, people from really the wrong side of the tracks, ne'er-do-wells. And if, you know, if somebody had a tattoo, they were really to be avoided at all costs. And I just think, I know now everybody has them and they're all very popular, but I haven't got with the programme and I will never get with the programme.
So what do you think when you see somebody with a tattoo, a visible tattoo?
The first word that comes, you know, if you're doing that word association thing,
yeah.
The first word that comes to mind is dirty.
Oh, really? That's
I
what
just
you
think
they're dirty.
Also, I think that young people who have tattoos, and look, let's face it, nobody's going to ever have the skin that you had when you were 20 in the whole rest of your life. I'm not sure that they fully understand, smart as they are, about the effects of gravity. As we get older. So that gorgeous little pert butterfly that's spread across your whatever back or chest, that's going to become droopy winged, kind of pale colour, yuck.
Kind of a flaccid butterfly.
Can you imagine when you're 50, when you're 60?
Yeah.
You can see sometimes on the beach, if you're abroad, people who got tattoos in their 20s and they're now in their 70s with that mahogany skin. I mean, it's just, isn't it just awful?
I don't think so, no.
Have you a tattoo?
No, I don't have a tattoo. It's only because I don't have the courage
would
to get
tell
a
me
tattoo.
If you had
to. No, I don't think I would now after listening to that. So what about when you see people with kind of tattoos below the cuff line or above the neckline, you know,
yeah,
up onto the neck?
There was that thing which the Gardaí were resistant for a while. They, remember, they were covering up people.
Yeah, very old-fashioned of them.
Quite right, quite right. And not just the Gardaí. Honestly, I think it's so unprofessional looking. I mean, those that have it, that you can't see it in normal clothing, okay.
Those days are gone, Sinead. You know, you go into professional environments now, somebody rolls up the sleeves and they've got the full sleeve tattoo or they've got a few rings on the arm or something like that.
Puts
you off, no way.
I'm just never going to get there. I'm sorry, I just am not. And I know it's, you know, super popular now and every second person seems to have them. I will never be that person.
Well, Sinead's son, Andrew, is with us as well. So, Andrew, you got a tattoo.
I did, yeah.
When did you get it?
I got it about 8 months ago.
Okay. So, Sinead, you've never seen this tattoo.
I have no... Well, I hope I won't be seeing it now. No, I don't want... Do you know what it is? I don't want to give any credence to it, Kieran.
Really?
I know he's here
you don't
and there
want
he is
to...
sitting. And I love every tiny bit about him, except his upper left shoulder.
So you know there's a tattoo. Andrew's wearing a white T-shirt. You know he has a tattoo on his upper left shoulder and you've never even seen it. Has he explained what it is?
Yeah, no, I know what it is and I've seen a picture of it.
Okay.
But I'll be
honest. You never want to see it on the skin.
Well, I don't want to... I don't want to encourage it. Or the fact of it. I know, sorry, it's there
encourage
now.
It.
I can't.
Tattoo won't spread, you know.
I know.
Not going to reproduce.
Will it go away?
Yeah, asexually reproduce. Show your mother your tattoo. Go on.
I do. I might also comment, it's kind of funny that, you know, she thinks not mentioning it is maybe a deterrent. If anything, I think it sped up the process, how against tattoos you are.
Oh, really?
Just adds a bit of fun to it, you know, in that kind of way.
So go on, show it to your mother there. Go on, Sinead. You're going to have to look now. This is for the very first time. Go on, Sinead. Look at it. Look at it. What do you think?
Oh, it's very big. Sorry, what is...
What is it,
books?
She says?
I know, they're books.
Yeah, they're books.
There's three books on top of each other.
Yeah.
And it looks like one. The top book is open. Oh, it's very big, Andrew.
Yeah.
And... Did he?
It's like a watercolor array coming out of it. No, that's the design.
Okay,
that's meant to happen.
Right. I know I sound like somebody who says, you know, did you get a discount because there's a cut in your jeans? But I know I sound like that. I know I do.
And listen, I know you were saying kind of, ex-convicts. I don't know many ex-convicts who have a stack of three books as tattoos go.
Yeah, it's not really the subject matter. I know, although I get
it. So can you appreciate the kind of artistic value of that tattoo now, Sinead, that you've seen it? Has your view softened at all?
It's not Rembrandt, is it?
Well, it's not Rembrandt. No offence to the tattoo artist that Andrew went to. It's not. But that's a tasteful tattoo, isn't it? And a few others then around it, maybe kind of going down the upper arm, maybe down to the forearm. How would you think about that? Do you know what? It looks a bit lonely to me. I have to say that now, Sinead.
Are you done now? Next item must be coming.
That tattoo looks a little bit lonely.
It's substantial.
It is a substantial tattoo. So tell me, Andrew, when did you decide? So 8 months ago, you got it. Talk to me about the decision-making process. Why?
Well, this is the thing. I kind of always wanted a tattoo, but almost felt like I needed a justification for it, which now having got a tattoo, silly. I'm like, I would just get one now because it's kind of fun or looks cool. But last year, I finished my degree and I said, it's now or never. If I don't get it to kind of commemorate the event, I'm never going to get one, really.
Oh, so that's what the books are?
Pretty much, yeah.
What was the degree in?
So I was doing my doctorate in psychology and it was a 3-year course. So the three books represent, again, this is all, it has to be very meaningful and very poignant. But now I just think it kind of looks cool.
So. Yeah, it does look cool. Yeah, Sinead, so you like that's nice, isn't it, to commemorate the degree? Other people might hang the degree on the wall. I understand that, maybe in the study, but, you know, yeah, tattooing yourself is the alternative option.
I suppose on one sense, I am, of course, incredibly proud of Andrew and all that he does. This aside, you know, he is a psychologist now and maybe he can give me therapy for the rest of my life on the tattoo. Listen, he's a grown-up, you know, like, what can you do with your kids? You equip them with the knowledge to make their own decisions and then you're really annoyed when they do.
Had you any nerves about getting one, Andrew? About kind of having buyer's remorse or something?
Yeah, actually, that was probably my only concern, that like a month later I would regret it. But no, I'm really happy I got it. I would certainly say to any young, impressionable kids listening at the moment, get the tattoo. Don't think about it too
much. Don't listen to what your mother says.
Don't listen to what your mother says.
Don't listen. That's the official advice. Go out there and get a tattoo. Actually, as a psychologist, you like this. People with tattoos have an inferiority complex and they're looking for attention, says one of our listeners.
Right. Okay. Well, I self-diagnosis.
Diagnosis is your thing. Well, anyway, listen. There's lots of psychological advice comes in on the text line every day. Sinead will tell you that. So did you kind of inquire about the colour? Because I understand that some colours are easier to kind of go back and remove than others. People say kind of don't get your first tattoo being, is it kind of green? Don't have green in it because green is a horrible one to try and remove.
No, I didn't. I kind of knew I wanted something in like black ink. I just kind of like the style. I think what was a bit of a catalyst for it was when I graduated, my mom wanted to get me like, you know, a present, something like a nice watch or like, she's like,
briefcase.
I really want something.
Should have got a tattoo of a briefcase.
Commemorate the occasion. And, you know, I have a watch. I don't want any of that. So I sat her down and I said to her, you know, I looked her dead in the eye and I said, Sinead, I want to get a tattoo and I want you to pay for it. And, you know, my mother, she's TV host, she's done radio, she's a journalist, she's super like, you know, confident. It's probably the only time I've seen all the blood drain from her face.
And did she pay for it in the end?
She did,
no,
although she'll
I
deny
did not.
It now.
So. I certainly didn't. I gave him money and told him to buy something he wanted.
Oh yeah.
But the silent part of that question was accept a tattoo, and that's what he spent it on. But
will you get another one?
I might get mum across the chest and then she can't really, you know, she can't really say anything.
Yeah, so maybe like a portrait of her maybe on the other shoulder.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be nice. Sinead, that'd be nice. You could get a matching one. Portrait of Andrew on one shoulder.
Yeah, he's got a real hard shoulder now, hasn't he?
Yeah, he certainly does. Yeah. Two of my three kids have our house number tattooed, so we can't change the design of it. Oh, they can't change the design of that. They must have a picture of the house. That's from Mags. I say Sinead's great fun at parties, says Mark in Dublin. Just live and let live, Sinead. The suggestion from Mark.
I looked up actually some of the tattoo disasters because people don't always get these, you know.
Oh, yes. So
no regrets is probably the most common one.
And I think people ask for that one on purpose.
And there's never don't give up.
Never don't give up. Right.
And then a picture of a cupid or a halo with the word angle.
Sinead is right. I got tattooed back in the early 80s, and back then it was convicts, sailors, bikers and outcasts. Now everyone has them, so it's no fun anymore. The new rebel is virgin skin. There you have it. We're the rebels in this commerce.
We're the rebels.
I knew it would happen eventually, Sinead.
I knew it
would happen. The counter-revolutionaries. Sinead Ryan, Irish independent journalist, presenter of the home show here in News Talk. Andrew, inked Andrew. Andrew, thanks a million for being so sporting and coming into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.